Great. We're going to begin here on the bottom of Chedem Udbed by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein pochatim marba'a chodeshim ha'mu'uberim." One cannot have less than 4 months that are 30 days in a given year, b'shana. V'lo nir'eh yeter al shmona. And you can't have more than 8. That's really an ambiguous term, which will lead to a machloket in the Gemara as to what the meaning of that was. Had it just said, "V'lo mosufim al shmona," then it would be clear that it was referencing back to the chodeshim ha'mu'uberim. The fact that it changed the language here makes it very ambiguous, cryptic, and therefore there are two explanations in the Gemara. I'll come back in a second and give some background to the statements that are being made here by the Mishnah, because the entire Gemara is going to deal with this first line of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah, the Gemara will not discuss, which is Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem are brought on Shavuot. Ein achalim pachot mishnayim. They're not eaten in less than 2 days. 2 days over here means include the day that they're baked and the day that they're eaten. So on a normal case, on a regular Shavuot, you'd have the Shtei Alechem be baked on Erev Yom Tov and then eaten on Yom Tov itself. So that's 2 days. Below Yeter Ashlosha, but not more than 3 days. And that's because, for instance, in the situation that we had this year where Shavuot falls out after Shabbat, Shabbat that fell out on Erev Shavuot, so then since the baking of Shtei Alechem does not doche, not Shabbat, not Yom Tov, then you'd bake it on Erev Shabbat and eat it on Shavuot. So Erev Shabbat would be 1 day, Shabbat 2 days, and Shavuot would be 3 days. That's how you have no less than 2, no more than 3 days with regards to the Shtei Alechem. Lechem Hapanim, regards to Lechem Hapanim, which is baked the week before, placed onto the Shulchan and eaten in the following Shabbat, Ein echal pachot mitet, it's not eaten less than 9 days. That's because it's, again, not Duche Shabbat. You bake it on Erev Shabbat, place it on the Shulchan that Shabbat, the following Shabbat you eat it. So that's 9 days later, including the day that you baked it on the Friday, and on the Shabbat that you eat it in the following week. So that's 9 days in a normal situation. Lo yeter al-achadasar, no more than 11 days. The 11-day situation is a case where Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday and Friday, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you'd have to bake the Lechem Hapanim on Wednesday. And so now you pushed it back an additional 2 days, and then you only eat it on the subsequent Shabbat. So that'll be 11 days, again, including the day that you baked it on the Wednesday and the day that you eat it, the Shabbat, the following Shabbat when you eat it. Ein katan nimo pachot michet. A baby doesn't get a milah less than 8 days. That's the minimum amount for a child to get a brit milah. That's a normal circumstance in which, again, you count the day that it's born and the day that it gets the milah. Those are 8 days. And it won't be more than 12 days. Now, obviously, if the baby's sick, it can be more than 12 days. 12 days is a situation where there turns out to be a safek. The baby was born benesh mashot on Friday afternoon. So it's unclear as to whether the baby was born on Friday or born on Shabbat. The problem with that is that when it comes to the following Shabbat, which would have been the 8th day had he been born on Shabbat, and it would have been Doche Shabbat, the Milah, the question is, maybe he was born on Friday. If he's born on Friday, that means his Milah should have been on Friday, and that makes it Shabbat a Milah Shelo Bizmano. Milah Shelo Bizmano is not Doche Et HaShabbat. So then you can't give this baby a Brit Milah on Friday, because maybe he's not 8 days old yet. Can't give him a Brit Milah on Shabbat, because he might be 8 days, but he also may be 9 days. And so there you have to wait until Sunday in order for the baby to get a Brit Milah. So in that situation, you're already, technically the 8th day could have been Friday, and now you have the 9th day be Shabbat, and the 10th day be Sunday. And that's when it's getting to Brit Milah. If on top of that, you have a scenario which will not happen in our day, which is that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, Monday, then you would have to postpone the Brit another additional 2 days because of this safek. Whereas it's Mila Shelo Bizmano, it's not Doche Shabbat, not Doche Yom Tov, therefore you couldn't give the Brit Milah until Tuesday. So those additional 2 days would make it 12 days after what could have been the possible birth of the baby. Had it been born on Friday, which we're uncertain of because it was born Benesh Mashot, then 12 days later would be that subsequent Tuesday after Shabbat and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and so that's the maximum amount would be 12 days off of what would have been the birthday of that baby. Those are all the different scenarios. Again, the latter three scenarios we're finished with now. Now we're going to spend the rest of the time until the next Mishnah on the calendar. So in order to understand the Jewish calendar, you have to understand what they did in their day, what's the makeup of the lunar calendar, and then some of the differences between what they did and what we do today. The first thing to understand is that a lunar month is 29 and a half days and 793 chalakim. Chalakim is a way to divide up an hour. It is a divisor of 1080. So instead of having 60 minutes in an hour, they had 1080 chalakim in an hour. The reason for that, I actually brought it. I sent out the materials to you. You can take a look at them. Be helpful to have in front of you, see them. But the 1080 chalakim, according to the Rambam, is just a logical thing because 1080 is a heavily divisible number. You can divide it by 10, 12, 6, 4, 3, 2. It has many divisors, and that makes it easy to break up the hour into smaller components. On the other hand, the Nefesh HaChaim in Charlotte Perk Bet in Hagosham brings the fact that maybe the Tat Raf 1080 comes from the Tziruf Hashem Baruch Hu. Tatraf comes from this idea of the Tzirufim and the Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu, and based on that, the 1080 is a significant number. So both in the world of the Zohar and the Kabbalistic side, as well as in the logical, more practical side, 1080 becomes a significant way to break down the hour, and therefore the Chazal used those 1080 chalakim to break down the hour. So a typical lunar month is 29 and a half days, 793 chalakim. Just so you know that a lunar month is also not clear how long it is. It depends how you measure the lunar month. The way that we measure the lunar month is 29 and a half days and 793 chalakim. There are different measures of the lunar month. It depends on what you consider to be a lunar month. Does it mean one complete encirclement of the earth? Or does it mean that the moon ends up at the same place it was when it started? There are all different ways to measure it. The way that we measure it is 29 and a half days, 793 chalakim. As far as what we're going to do in the Gemara is going to use the number 29 and a half as the number. It's going to leave out the 793 chalakim until the way end of the Gemara. At the way end of the Gemara, it'll bring it up again. That 793 chalakim will cause a problem because of the fact that we use whole days, and basically we're estimating at 29 and a half days, and I'll explain to you why in 1 second. If you take the 12 months of the year at 29 and a half days, 12 times 29 and a half gets you to 354 days, which is the length of a lunar year. Since we don't have days or half days in our months, we have to compensate for that. So what we would do in a normal circumstance is have every other month be 30 and 29 days. That means the average for every 2 months is 29 and a half. And therefore, if you had 2 months of 29 and a half, if you do one at 30, one at 29, you'll end up the same 59 days between the two of them and should equal out. So if you take a year in which you alternate between Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, you will also end up with 354 days. So that's the basic assumption over here, which is if you do 6 months Malei, 6 months Chaser, you'll end up with 354 days, which matches a typical lunar year, which is 354 days or 12 times 29 and a half. The Acherim, later in the Gemara, will say, Ein ben Atzeret Atzeret, between Shavuot to Shavuot, or Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, there's Ela Arba Yamim Bilvad. The discrepancy is 4 days. That is created by this 354-day lunar year. The Acherim is a very simplistic way to look at the calendar. Does not adjust for the major issues that come up because of the residuals. And that's what I said again, the Gemara will deal with it at the end. So the Acherim say if you have a 354-day lunar year, 350 is divisible by 7. So those drop away. 4 extra days means in the subsequent year, the Molad or the Rosh Hashanah will turn out 4 days later. So if you had, for instance, Rosh Hashanah on Sunday in a given year, then the subsequent year, according to this, if you had a 354-day lunar year, should end up on Thursday, 4 days later. That discrepancy moves the falling out of the holidays, whether it's Shavuot or Rosh Hashanah, 4 days later. And in a case where it's a Shana Mu'beret, and it's a leap year, then you add an additional leap month to the year. That leap month, assuming it's 29 days, is also chaser. That will make it that you have 29 divisible by 7 is 28 with one extra day. That means in a Shana Mu'beret, you'll be off by 5 days. So that means that Rosh Hashanah would be 5 days after it is the previous year, or the same thing with Atzeret with Shavuot. So that would be, in a very simplistic view, what happens in these situations. The problems are many, which what we adjust for, first of which is the fact that the lunar year is really not 354 days, or the differential between 1 year to the next is not really 4 days. It's actually a little more than that. It is actually 4 days, 8 hours, and 876 chalakim. And that is because if you take each month's residual, 29 and a half, plus the 793 chalakim, those 793 chalakim, if you multiply them by 12, give you a residual of 8 hours, and 876 chalakim. So that means in any given year, the year's molad, or when Rosh Hashanah was, the subsequent years, Rosh Hashanah will be 4 days, 8 hours, and 876 chalakim later. So that differential that comes up actually creates a problem because we don't deal with those fractions of days. And that means that every 3 years, if you think about 8 hours, every 3 years, if you have an additional 8 hours of the year that you're not compensating for, 3 times 8 is 24 hours. So that means every 3 years, there's an extra day that you have to compensate for. And in addition to that, 876 chalakim, roughly every 30 years, if you multiply it by 30, you'll come up with another full day, and you'll have to adjust for that. So you can't have this simplistic view that every lunar year is going to be 354 days, and everything's going to work. Because of these residuals that happen, you're going to have to compensate for the residuals. That compensating happens by adjusting the year not to have exactly 6 malei and 6 chaser. That's one issue that you have to deal with. The second issue you have to deal with is that we want certain holidays to fall out at certain times, and we adjust the calendar to ensure that that doesn't happen. So, for instance, Lo Adu Rosh, we don't want Rosh Hashanah to fall out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. That has to do with Hoshana Rabbah and Yom HaKippurim, as to why we don't want Rosh Hashanah to fall out in those days, because we don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, and we don't want Hoshana Rabbah to fall out on Shabbat. So we adjust Rosh Hashanah, or make sure that Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall out in that way. So we have to adjust the calendar for that. In our day, the calendar works exactly like the Acherim say, which is Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, with the exception of 2 months, the month of Cheshvan and the month of Kislev. Cheshvan and Kislev in any given year can fluctuate between Malei and Chaser. So in a normal situation, it would be Chaser, Malei, but there are years where we make Cheshvan and Kislev Chaser, Chaser, and there are years that we make it Malei, Malei. And that determines whether the year will be 354 days, 355 days, or 353 days to adjust for the differentials that we're trying to create. And obviously in a leap year, that would also be an adjustment that would make it 384 days or 382 days to adjust for what we're trying to do. That's based on our calendar today, which is a fixed calendar, and we use those adjustments. In the time of Chazal, there wasn't a fixed calendar there, it was done on pi ha-ri'iyah. That ri'iyah allowed for a certain amount of deviation, and they used that so that they had certain months where they moved the months around, not like we do where we only move Cheshvan and Kislev. They can move months around to adjust for the calendar. And they, Gemara and Sanhedrin goes through all the reasons why they might adjust a year or adjust the leap year in order to deal with these issues. So what Mishnah is telling us is, Ein pochatim arba'a chodeshim oberim. In any given year of 12 months, you can't have less than 4 months that are 30 days. That means you can have up to 8 months of 29 days, but you can't have less than 4 months that are 30 days. The question is, what's the other statement say over there? Velo nira yeter al shmona. My lo nira yeter al shmona. That's what the Gemara asks over here. Am Ravuna, lo nira la chachamim la aber yeter al shmona. That you can't make more than 8 months of the year that are 30 days long. So according to Ravuna, it's pretty straightforward here. There's a balance between chaser and malei, which says that you can't have more than 8 chaserim, and you can't have more than 8 maleim. And vice versa, that means that you can't have less than 4 maleim, and you can't have less than 4 chaserim. Gemara asks about that. Maishna tisha dolo. Why can't you have 9 months that are maleim according to this? He says you can have up to 8 months that are malei of 30 days. You can have then 4 that are chaser. In a typical year, you'd have 6 and 6, which would be 354 days. If you're going to make them malei more than that, that means you're going to add on additional days to the lunar year. That's what the Gemara says. By 9 months, if you were to make 9 months of the year a maleim instead of 6 months, that adds an additional imkein kadem atisira tlata yome. The moon is going to be visible, or the molad will come 3 days before it should have come. That's because instead of it being a 354-day lunar year, you took 9 months and made them maleim. That means you added an additional 3 days to the lunar year. You made your lunar year 357 days, and the molad is going to show up at the 354th day, and then 3 days later, you're going to declare it Rosh Hashanah. That's why we can't make it 9 months that are maleim, because there's going to be a visible discrepancy between when you say Rosh Hashanah is going to come out and when it actually comes out based on the molad. As Rashi says over here, Umiranene alma bata rabbanan. And people are going to start murmuring about the chachamim, the meimar, called the mod bo avde. They do whatever they want. They can change the calendar and they're playing around with the calendar. I mean, they're going to lose credibility if they do such a thing. Where it says, Hashanami kakodim ati trei yome. Wait a minute. If you do 8 months, why is that any better? By 8 months of the year being Malay, then instead of 6 months, you've added 2 days to the calendar. You have a 356-day year. At 356 days, you're still 2 days off. That means that the Molad will be on one given day. 2 days later, you're going to declare it Rosh Hashanah. There's a two-day discrepancy, which is problematic. Where it says, Kedamar Rav Misharshia, we're going to see this Rav Misharshia a number of times in today's daf. Gon Shaita Shana Uberet. It's a case where it was a leap year. Hachanami Kedon Shaita Shana Shilafaneha Uberet. So over here, it's a case where the previous year was a Shana Uberet. That's Girsa that Rashi has. Tosafot looks at Rashi and then says that maybe the Girsa should be that the year itself was a Shana Mu'beret. I'll explain why they have their different opinions in a second. The Iber Shana, Chodesh. And the additional month of the leap year is Chodesh, 1 month. Chodesh in general in Chazal means a 29-day month. The Yarcha Malya, Behada Yarcha Chasera. And therefore you can add an additional Malay to cover that chaser. Gemara says, Vakate chadyoma. You're still off by a day. So now, if you're still off by a day, why is that okay? Lava daitayu di inche. Because people don't catch that. Now, Rashi simply says that people don't catch that. It's not that they won't know, or they won't notice, but a chad lo yoma lo tame below miranene. People know that there can be a little bit of a discrepancy, they can be off by a little bit. They don't consider that to be so far-fetched or so far off that they'd question the integrity of the Chachamim if it's off by a day. The way the Rabbeinu Gershom explains it is, Ho, ola alter shenir ariach mitkaseh. As you know, in the first day of the early days of the month, the moon rises and sets very quickly, especially on the first day of the month or by the Molad. It's visible for a very short time at the beginning of the night, and then it disappears. So it's a high likelihood that people won't see the moon, or there's a good chance they could miss the moon. And therefore, there's a possibility that the next day, when they declare it Rosh Chodesh, that'll be the first time most people see the moon, and they won't question it. So Rashi says, even if they know there's a discrepancy, they're not going to be bothered by it, because it's so small. Whereas the Rabbeinu Gershom says he doesn't even think they're going to see the discrepancy that exists over here. But let's dig into this a little bit, understand a little better what's happening here. Rav Huna is suggesting that you can have up to 8 months that are Malayim in a given year. So again, we said that the lunar year is 354 days. If you were to add a day or 2 days to that, then you'll get a lunar year that's 355, 356. And that will lead to a discrepancy. He says, for sure you can't go out to 9 months Malayim because that'll give you a 3 day discrepancy. That's 357-day lunar year because you've added in three extra Malay months, 30-day months, which means instead of six, you have nine of them. That's three extra days. It's 357. That's too big a discrepancy. The same is true when you have eight Malayim. When you have a regular year with eight Malay there, you end up with two extra days in the lunar year, and that's a discrepancy that's too big. So the answer to why we allow that is because it's not in a normal situation. It's in a situation either, depending on the Girsa, where this year is the Shana Mi'uberet, or we'll go with Rashi's interpretation now for a second, it's where the year before was a Shana Mi'uberet. The Shana Mi'uberet in the previous year had 13 months associated with it. 13 months times 29 and a half days is 383 and a half days. Now you have to create that by putting in a month. The month can't be 29 and a half days, so it either has to be 29 or 30. Over here, the Gemara says it's found the opinion that it's 29 days. If you put in an extra month of 29 days into the year, you'll end up with a year that's 383 days long. That's off by a half day. The lunar year was actually a half day longer than you made it. In the subsequent year, you now make 8 Malay. In a regular Pshuta year, you make 8 months that are Malayim. You end up with a 356 lunar year instead of what should have been a 354-day year. That is a 2-day discrepancy. But you actually have an extra cushion of a half day from the previous year, which you had not accounted for. So if I take the 2 days minus the half day, I end up with a 1.5 day discrepancy. And that's what Rashi says over here. Va'afa gav de yomo upalgahi. It's not a 1 day discrepancy. It's 1.5 day discrepancy. Chad yoma korile. The Gemara calls it 1 day. Vuhua de nami imaita mi uberet. Rashi says, why do you have to make it the year before a shana mi uberet? You can make the year itself Eshanu Milberet and do the same thing there because you have a cushion in the year to work with. Avamatzinami l'terutze. You could have done that near the Aber Shmona Chodeshim. In a leap year, you can make 8 Mleim and still not run yourself into more than a 1.5 day problem of discrepancy. And that is because if you in a normal situation have 6 and 6 Mle, if you have a additional month in the year that's Mle, that's 7. And then you'll have 384-day lunar year when you needed 383.5. So you're only off by a half day. If you then put an additional Malay into the year, you'll end up with 385 days versus 383.5. That's 1.5 days off, and it would have worked. So Rashi says, why didn't they do that? That's because it won't fit into our Mishnah. Rashi says our Mishnah is talking about a regular year. How do I know it's talking about a regular year? Because it says, Ein pochatim arba chodoshim amubarim. You can't have less than 4 months that are ubar, that are 30 days. That is only applicable by a shana pshuta. It's not relevant by a shana uberet. And that's what Rashi says. You could use 4 months that are ubar. That will only work, as we'll see later on, by a shana uberet lefaneha, not in a shana uberet itself. So Rashi says, because of the Mishnah, we have to be talking about a shana uberet in the year before, not the year itself. Tosafot rejects that and says it could even be a shana miuberet itself, and that it's talking about the year that is after the miuberet, meaning starting in Nisan instead of in Tishrei. You start from that year point, then you could come up with this as being a shana miuberet. He also says that you're not forced to be making the Mishnah with the exact same case. The Mishnah is just trying to tell you what's the maximum amount of miuberets you can have and the minimum amount you can have. Doesn't mean they're in the same year or same type of year. One of them could be an Eshana Muberet, which is the maximum you can have, and the minimum you can have is an Eshana Pshuta, and they don't have to match up. So Tosafot disagrees with Rashi and says it could even be an Eshana Muberet itself. Now, Tosafot over here deals with a second issue. As you can see, it's a very large Tosafot here. There'll be another large Tosafot in the second half of today's daf that discusses that, and that is that really depends when in the day the Molad fell out. Because depending on where in the day the Molad fell out, in the subsequent year, whether the molad will be visible or not will be determined by what time of the day it falls out. And so he says you could actually have discrepancies that are bigger or smaller that might be more or less meaningful depending on when the molad falls out. It also, in addition to that, has the factor, which is somewhat mentioned here by the Rabbeinu Gershom, that the molad, the moon after the molad is not visible according to Rashi for 6 hours, according to the Balamor and others for 24 hours, but for some period of time it's not visible. So there is a cushion of time that you could play around with where it wouldn't be visible and where people would not notice the differential. So Tosafot's trying to come up with those scenarios when the molad has to fall out, which part of the day would have to fall out in order that all of this would be true. I'm not going to go through those calculations just because they're very difficult and it could be very confusing. But just know that in the back of your head that there is that issue that has to be dealt with as well. In addition, the Balei Tosafot point out something that is very strange. Because the Gemara here does not allow for a 2-day discrepancy between the Molad and the actual day when Rosh Hashanah falls out, or really it could be any Rosh Chodesh of the year falls out, yet in our calendar today, we do skew it by 2 days. We actually move that where the Molad and the actual day when Rosh Chodesh falls out can be off by 2 days. And so Tosafot wants to know, why is it that we do such a thing? He says, don't say because we already kover the calendar, we don't care. It's not true. He says that the problem is that people will be Meranene. People are going to see the day and they're going to say the moon's out already and it's not Rosh Chodesh or vice versa. They're going to say it's Rosh Chodesh and the moon's not there. When you have that type of discrepancy, it's just too big. And so he tries to reconcile with how we in our calendar allow for such a discrepancy, even though the Gemara over here says such a discrepancy would not be allowed. All right. So that is the view of Rav Huna, and that's the explanation of Rav Huna's Shita. Now the Gemara moves on to Ula's explanation, who disagrees with Rav Huna's explanation. The Mishnah says, Ula Amar, lo nira lechachamim lechaser yeter al shmona. That you have to read the Mishnah as the following. Ein pochatim mi arba'a chadoshim. You don't have less than 4 leap months in a year. And therefore you cannot have more than 8 months that are chaserim in a year. Umay taima kamar. It's explaining the first half of the Mishnah. Why can you not have less than 4 months that are leap months in the year? Chachamim say you can't have more than 8 chaser months in the given year. So now, Ula says something very similar to Rav Huna, just in the opposite direction, but he means only in that direction. What Ula says is that you can have up to 8 months that are chaserim in a given year, no more than that. But that means you could have 8 months that are chaser. Rav Huna says that's true also by Mleim. You can have up to 8 Mleim in a year, not more than 8 Mleim. So for Rav Huna, it's balanced. You can have a year with 8 Mlei, you can have a year with 8 chaser, not more than that, but you can have 8 in either direction. We already explained one direction of them, which is when you have 8 Mlei, what is the scenario? And we said it's a case where it was a Shana Meuberet in the year before, and that's why it's permissible. Ula comes along and says you cannot have 8 Mlei in a year. You can only have 7. That is the maximum amount you can have in a year. With regards to chaserim, you can have up to 8 chaserim in a year, not more than that. So he disagrees. They have a machloket as to how many mleim you can have. According to Rav Huna, you can have up to 8. According to Ula, you can only have up to 7. With regards to chaserim, they both agree you can have up to 8 chaserim. And the Gemara asks the same question in reverse that we just did with Rav Huna, which is Mishnah Tisha Delo. Why is it that you can't have 9 chaserim in a given year? The reason being is the imkain. Then the moon's going to be off by 3 days. A typical lunar year is 354 days. If that's 6 months that are Malay, 6 months that are chaser, instead you make 9 chaser, you now have a 351-day lunar year. So you're going to be off by 3 days. Hashtanami. So too, if you have 8 months that are chaser, kamiatre treyome, you're going to have a residual of 2 days. Again, the same scenario is playing out. You have 354-day lunar year. You made, instead of 6 Malay, 6 Chaser, you made 8 Chaser, means you took away 2 days from the year. Now it's a 352-day year. That's also a visible discrepancy. Kedamar of Mesharsha, kon shaita shana meuberet, hachanami kon shaita shana shlefneha meuberet. The same scenario where you have a shana meuberet in the year before, but just in the opposite direction, which is dal yarcha chasera b'hada yarcha malyo. You'll take off the Chaser against the Malay. That means, again, in a case where you have a leap year, you have 13 months times 29 and a half days, that's 383 and a half days of the lunar year. So now, if you make that lunar month, the extra month in that leap year, 30 days, then you actually have a 384-day lunar year. You actually have an extra half day that you've made the calendar beyond the lunar year. In the subsequent year, which is a Shana Pshuta, in that subsequent year, if you then have 8 chaserim, those 8 chaserim will create a discrepancy of 2 days. You'll have 352 days instead of 354. But if you take those 2 days minus the excess of a half that you had in the previous year, you're only going to be off by 1.5 days again. Which the Gemara says again, akata ika chad yoma. Again, Rashi says, chad yoma, it's really 1.5 days. It's not 1 day. But there, sabre itchaze itchazen va'anan lo adatin. Well, here it's a little different. The problem is not that people are going to say that it was Rosh Hashanah or it's Rosh Chodesh, and then the Molad took place later. What people are going to say is we missed the Molad, because here you're making the year shorter, which means that you're going to have your Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh take place before the Molad. So then people will say Chazal saw it, because not everybody sees it. The Molad is not easy to catch. It's a very small moon. It's a very short rise and setting of the moon on those first days of the month. And so what they'll say is they caught it and we didn't catch it. The next night we'll see it. That's fine. They saw it the night before. So if it's 1 day discrepancy, they'll say fine. If it's 2 days or 3 days discrepancy, that's already too big a discrepancy. And they're going to say they didn't see it 2 days ago. We're seeing the smallest little sliver today. There's no way they saw it 2 days ago. And so therefore 1 day discrepancy, 1.5 day discrepancy is valid, but not 2 days and not 3 days. So again, we did the exact same thing, just in the opposite direction, which is we have a leap year before the year that we are using this excess of 8 instead of a normal 6 and 6. And in this case, the leap year had an additional month of 30 days. So you had an excess half day long of a lunar year. That excess half day now gives you buffer in the subsequent year. And that's why if you make 8 chaserim in the subsequent year, you're only going to end up with a 1.5 day discrepancy, which is reasonable. So the Gemara wants to know here, but my kemiflege, what is the machloka between Ula and Rav Huna? Rav Huna says you can have up to 8 months chaserim, like Ula, which we just saw the explanation for, and you can also have 8 meleim. You can have 8 leap months in a given year, which Ula disagrees with. So what is their machloket about? It's be'ibur shana. They argue about what the character of a leap year is. So the truth is that we're not really speaking about the leap month, which is Adar Bet technically, but really Adar Rishon, because the Adar before Nisan is always a chaser. So we're really talking about the Adar Aleph, whether it's 29 or 30 days. The Tanya, we have a bright Kama Ibur Shana. The Tanakamo believes Lamed. When you add an extra month to the leap year, it's always 30 days. That means that the leap year will always be a half a day longer than it should be, because you should have had 383 and a half days. Instead, you have 384 days. So that means you could have a buffer to deal with a subsequent year that has 8 chaserim in it, but that's it. You never have a buffer that can deal with 8 mleim, because you always have an excess half day. If you already make it 8 mleim in the subsequent year, you're going to have then off by 2.5 days, and that's not reasonable. The other hand, Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Chodesh, that the leap year can be either 29 or 30 days. So that gives you the discrepancy. If the year should have been 383 and a half, and you can be 30-day leap month, then it's a longer year, 384. If you make it a 29-day month, then you'll get 383 days. You're shorter by half a day. That's what gives you the buffer to deal with the subsequent year and have either 8 mleim or 8 chaserim. So Rav Huna's reasoning is that a leap year can have be either 384 or 383 days long. Given that, you can then, in the subsequent year, either have 8 mleim to make up for the fact that you made it a chaser in the previous year, or you can have 8 chaserim because you made it a malay in the previous year. So that's how you can have it according to Rav Huna in both directions. According to Ula, who holds like the Tanakama, the only way you have a leap year is with a 30-day additional month. That means that every leap year is always going to be 384 days. You're going to have an extra half day there. The only thing that you could then match up with that is 8 chaserim. 8 mleim would be too far afield, and therefore you can't have it. And that explains the machlok between Rav Huna and Ula in the explanation of our Mishnah, what it means, velo nira al yeter, that you can have more than 8, but 8 you can have. According to Rav Huna, that means you can have up to 8 mleim, but not more than that. According to Ula, it means you can only have up to 8 chaserim, but not more than that, but mleim you can't have. You can only have up to 7 mleim to be off by only one day. Now, Gemara says, Meitavei, Ein atzeret chala ela biyom hanef, Vein Rosh Hashanah chala ela o biyom hanef, or lo or iburo. That when it comes out to Shavuot, Shavuot will always fall out on the same day as Hanafa. Hanafa means the wave offering, or the Omer Hatnufa. The same day that the Omer turns out will also be the same day on which Shavuot turns out. And that, you know, every time, the second day of Pesach is always the same day as the first day of Shavuot. So for instance, in this year, where the first day of Pesach was Shabbat, Shavuot fell out on a Sunday, which was also the first day of the Omer, which was the 16th of Nisan, was on a Sunday. And that works with the At Bash Gar, which is the first day of Pesach is the same day that Tisha B'Av will fall out. This year, our first day of Pesach was on Shabbat. Tisha B'Av will fall out on Shabbat this year as well. The second day is Bash, which is the second day of Pesach is the same day as Shavuot, which is on Sunday, and that's when Shavuot is. The third day is Gar, which is Rosh Hashanah. We'll explain that in one second. So now, what we just saw was that Shavuot will always fall out one day after the day of Pesach, or the same as the day of the Omer. That's because it's 50 days later. There are 49 days. 49 days would end one day before the same day that the Omer fell out. The 50th day, which is Shavuot, will always fall out on the day of the week that the Omer began, or the 16th of Nisan was. That's easy to understand. But the harder one is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah will either found out on Yom Haneif, which is hard to understand, or the Or Iburo. Or Iburo, the Rabbeinu Gershom Meir brings two explanations. Iburo means the day after. So Or means the night of the day after. So one way that he brings to explain it is the day after the Omer, which is the third day of Pesach, which is actually what the Gar is. The third day of Pesach, which is Monday, will be when Rosh Hashanah falls out. That's actually the way that we have it today. So that Gimel of Pesach, Or Iburo of Yom Haneif, is the day that Rosh Hashanah falls out. Rashi explains Or Iburo, and the Rabbeinu Gershom brings that as a second explanation, as being the day after the Ibur of the month, which means that a normal month is 29 days. Iburo, when you have a leap month, it's 30 days. Or the Iburo means the 31st day, or in essence, Rosh Chodesh of the next month, which is the equivalent of the 16th of Nisan would be Iburo. The 17th of Nisan will be Or Iburo, the 31st day. The 17th plus 14 days would be 31 days, which would be Rosh Chodesh. So it's the same day. It's just doing it, whether it's Or Iburo of Nisan, meaning the 31st day of Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or whether it's the day after the Omer, either way, which is the third day of Pesach, the 17th of Nisan, that's when Rosh Hashanah will fall out. So that's actually the way that it falls out for us today, but that is because we do not maneuver our calendar at all. There's always a fixed number of days for us between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. There's no adjustments for the calendar, and therefore, if you look at the months subsequent to Pesach, meaning first Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you actually have 5 months there. Out of those 5 months that are there, three of them are Chaserim, two of them are Mele'im. There are two Mele'im, which is 60 days, and there are three Chaserim, which is 3 times 29 is 60, and 27 is 87. 87 and 60 is 147, which is divisible by 7. So that means from Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Rosh Hashanah, there's exactly 21 weeks. So if it's exactly 21 weeks, that means that that's going to fall out on the exact same day as the day that Rosh Chodesh Iyar is, which is also the same day as the third day of Pesach. That's in our calendar. But in a calendar where you have fluctuations, then there's a possibility that it might fall out on another day. And that's what the Braita is saying over here, that there's a possibility that Rosh Hashanah could fall out B'Yom HaNeif. It could fall out on the same day as the second day of Pesach. Oh, the Or Iburo. Or on the third day of Pesach, or Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is the way that we have it in our calendar. Bishlama le'ula, according to Ula, I can explain how this happens. That is because the Shmona Chaserim Avdinan, Me'ubarim lo Avdinan. We make 8 Chaser months, we never make 8 leap months. So that Mishkachadash, we can figure out both of these scenarios. One is the case where Shnehem Chaserim, if they are both Chaser, meaning that they both months that come subsequent and then are Iyar and Sivan or Chaserim, the Yom HaNeif. Then it's going to fall out on the Yom HaNeif, because then you have 146 days then, or really with Nisan included, be 176 days in between, and then you'll end up with the case where it falls out on the Yom HaNeif. If you have Echad Malay v'Echad Chaser, if it comes to Iyar and Sivan, one is Malay and then one is Chaser, then it'll turn out the Or Iburo. It'll fall out the way that we have it today, which is that Iyar is always Chaser and Sivan is always Malay. And in that situation, it'll fall out the Or Iburo, which is like the third day of Pesach or Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That works well according to Ula, because he has those two possibilities of when Rosh Hashanah will fall out. And that is because either it's Kesidran, where you have every other month being Malay Chaser. If you have that scenario, then it will fall out on Or Iburo, the way that we have it. Or if you have Shnehem Chaserim, where both of them are Chaser, and again, you have to balance between the first 6 months of the year and the second 6 months of the year, that means that you'll have 4 Chaserim in the first 6 months of the year, 4 Chaserim in the second set of the year, and that means instead of having 3, you have 4, there's a one-day differential there. That one-day differential of being less moves the Rosh Hashanah back a day, and then it'll be on the same day as the Omer was brought. Elo Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, Damar Avdinan Mu'ubarim, that you could also have 8 months that are Me'ubar, Hazim in Mishkachata, or Iburo. There's a possibility that it could turn out on the fourth day of Pesach, or on the second day of Iyar, or Iburo means the night after the night of the Ibur. So the night after the Ibur was the 31st day, the night after the night of the Ibur is the 32nd day. It could be even a day later. In a case where you have 4 Mele'im in the first half of the year, and 4 Mele'im in the second half of the year, again, you have an additional Malay. If you had only had 3 and 3 in the second half of the year, it would turn out on the Yom Iburo. Now that you have an extra Malay in there, there's an extra day in there, it's going to turn out on the day after. It'll be the fourth day of Pesach or the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So how does it work according to Rav Huna? Rav Huna has 3 possibilities as to when it could fall out. So I'm like, Rav Huna, Ula Ula Minecha. Wait a minute. Why is it so straightforward for Ula? Shmonahu Dolo Avdinan, Ha Shiva Avdinan. He says, okay, according to Ula, where you can't have 8 leap months in the year, but you can have 7 leap months in the year, Shiva, Zimin de la Avdin, Besitva, Avdin, Bekaita. Sometimes we don't do it in the winter time, we only do it in the summertime. If that's the case, then in the first half of the year, we'd have done 3 Malay, 3 Chaser, Kesidran. In the second half of the year, we're going to do 4 Malay and only two chaser. And that'll get you a year of only seven malay, but that extra days were put in the back half of the year. Because you had four malayim in the back of the year. It means he's also going to have a case where Rosh Hashanah is a day later than you thought. Favala or iburo. And then Rosh Hashanah will turn out to be the same day that I'm saying when there's eight malay, which is it's going to be a day after the 30th day of Nisan, which means on the second day of Iyar, or the 18th of Nisan, the same day that falls out, that's when Rosh Hashanah will fall out. Elohim Mani, who are the authors of this Braita? Acherim hi. The authors of that Braita are Acherim, who do not deal with movements within the calendar. They have a fixed calendar, which is the Tanya Acherim Amim, Ein Ben Atzer Latzer, Ben Rosh Hashanah LeRosh Hashanah, Ela Arba Yamim Bilvat. This is what I discussed in the introduction, that they believe the months alternate Malayim Chalasei Malay Chaser without any adjustments in there. And obviously they're going to have to make some adjustments when absolutely necessary, but otherwise they have a very simplistic view of the calendar. There's no movement, there's no changes within the calendar itself, and so therefore every year it's going to be 4 days later. Imaita Shana Mu'beret, and if it's a leap year, it's Kamisha. It's going to be 5 days later. This is what we did at the beginning of this year. 354 days is your standard lunar month when you have six Malay and six Chaser. That's 350 is divisible by seven. The 4 days is the residual. That gives you the 4 day differential from year to year. In a leap year, you have 383 days. 383 days is divisible by seven with a residual of five. That residual of five is the differential between year to year. Gemara says, wait a minute. So the Acherim, Beyomaneit, Lo Mishkachala. If it's always off by 4 days from year to year, they're never going to have the situation in which it falls out on the same day as the Omer. And they'll have it the way we have it today, which is when all the months are alternating Malei Chaser, like we have it, from Nisan all the way to Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah always falls out on the day after the Omer, the day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or the 17th of Nisan, and that's the Gar in the Atbash Gar. Now, in a leap year, here's the original Rabbi Sharshia. We keep quoting Rabbi Sharshia before. So here's the original Rabbi Sharshia. It says, it is a Shana Mi'uberet. In the previous two cases, Rashi changed the Girsa and said, now it's a Shana Mi'uberet Shilifanah. Tosfot kept the same. It says, no, just like Rabbi Sharshia says it was a Shana Mi'uberet, the year itself was a Shana Mi'uberet. So here, this is the original Rabbi Sharshia. It was a Shana Mi'uberet. Bibur Shana Lamed Yom. And the leap year is 30 days, not 29 days. So until now, we assumed for the Acherim that the reason there's a 5 day differential between the beginning of a leap year and the end of a leap year is 383 days. 383 days means that they made the leap month a 29 day month. If you have a 29 day month, then you'll have 383 days divisible by seven with a residual of five. That's the 5 day differential. So what happens if you make the Shana Mi'uberet that extra month a 30 day month? Then you're going to have a 384-day year. 384-day year means you're going to be off by 6 days. And they say whenever you have a leap year, it's only off by 5 days. So Dal Yarcha, the Behada Yarcha. Then what you'll do is in the back half of the year, you'll make an extra chaser month. Instead of the leap month being a chaser, you'll make one of the months of Iyar Sivan a chaser. And then Mishkachala B'Yomaneif. Then you'll have it because now you have a situation in which the latter half of the year will also have less days than you thought. It's not going to be the 21 weeks that we discussed. Rather, it's going to be 21 weeks minus a day because of the chaser, but you already had put in an extra day because of the leap month of 30 days. So in the end, you'll net 383 days of the leap year, but those 383 days will not be evenly distributed between the front half and the back half of the year because of the fact that you added a 30-day month for Adar Bet. So then when it comes to the back half of the year, you're going to have to take out a day in order to get it to re-equal to 383 days. But in that situation where they take out an extra chaser in the back half of the year, then they can also have it fall out on Yom HaNeif. Amalei Ravader Bava L'Rova. Acherim Minyana Atalei Ashmininan. What is the point of the Acherim? The fact that they tell us that their differential from year to year in Rosh Hashanah is 4 days in a regular year and 5 days in a leap year, what are they telling us? Hakamash Malan. They're coming to tell us that the mitzvah of Pi'ariyah does not override the point of being Malei Chaser. I mean, that trumps. The fact that we want to have the year be distributed in this manner says that the Chachamim are going to be Kovei Rosh Chodesh irrespective of the Riyah that comes in at that time. Or in essence, the Riyah is just a backup to what we're trying to do, but it's not going to be the primary reason that we're going to make it Rosh Chodesh. So you would have thought that it's a mitzvah l'kadesh pei edim. That doesn't matter, because even if the moon's not seen, Chachamim should maintain this 4-day differential from year to year, or the 5-day differential in a leap year. So that gives, empowers the Chachamim to override, in a sense, or to ignore the Pi'ariyah. If the Pi'ariyah works out, great. If it doesn't work out, then they just move this Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, and they know what they need. They know the objective of what they're trying to get to. Now the Gemara asks about this simplistic view of the Acherim. Va'ika yomei d'shoi, v'yomei d'tlatin shane. Don't you have the day of the hours and the day of the 30 years? This is what I noted to you before, that a real lunar year is 29 and a half days, 793 chalakim. Over a complete year of 12 months, that leaves you with a residual of, again, 4 days, which the Acherim count for, but then 8 hours and 876 chalakim. Those 8 hours are what we call the sha'i, the hours, the extra hours every year. Those 8 hours times three will get you to 24. You have an extra day. How do they account for that? And then the 30 years, if you take 30 times 876, that will give you roughly 24 hours. If you take 30 times 876 divided by 1080, comes out, it's basically 24 hours, and you have another day that you need to add into the calendar. Where it says, Kevin Delete Bechoshata Lo Kochoshiv. Since it's not in every year, they don't mention it. Those are adjustments that you have to make every 3 years and every 30 years, not an adjustment that you make every year. Now the Gemara goes back to discussing this machlok between Rav Huna and Ula as to whether you can have 8 months of a leap months in a given year. But after Shmuel, several like Rav Huna, Shmuel agrees with this view of Rav Huna that you can have up to 8 months of leap months in a year. Dama Shmuel. Ein shnat ha-levana p'chuta mishlosha meot v'chamishim u'shtayim yom. A lunar year cannot be less than 352 days. Below yetera, ha-shlosh meot v'chamishim v'shisha yom. And it can't be more than 356 days. Ha, ketzad. What is the scenario in which that happens? Shnehem mleim. If you have 2 full months, shisha, then you have 356. If a normal year of 6 malei and 6 chaser gives you 354 days, then if you convert 2 of those chaserim to mleim, then you end up with a year that is 356 days in duration. That means you have 8 malei, 4 chaser in the year. Shneim chaserim. If you make 2 of them chaser, these flex months, if you make 2 of them chaser, then it's shnayim. Then it's 352 days, which means that, again, in a regular year, 6 and 6 gets you 354. If you make 8 of them chaserim instead of 6, then you drop 2 days from the year, and you end up with 352. Echad malei v'chad chaser, arba'ah. If you do 1 malei, 1 chaser, then you have 354 days. What you see from Shmuel is the same thing that Rav Huna says. Rav Huna says you can have up to 8 months malei, up to 8 months chaser, not more than that, but you can have those scenarios. According to Ula, you can't have 8 months that are maleim. Shmuel over here says you can't have 8 months that are maleim because he has a possibility of a lunar year being 356 days long. Meitavei, Hareni Nazir Kimota Chama. The person says, I'm going to be a Nazir like the solar year. Monen Nizirut Kimomayot V'Shishim V'Chamish Hayamim. That's 365 day Neder Nizirut. Kiminyan Yimota Chama, like the days of the solar year. Kimota Levana, if he takes Neder Nizirut to be like the lunar year, Monen Nizirut Kimomayot V'Chamishim V'Arba Yamim. Counts 354 days. Kiminyan Yimota Levana, like a lunar year. V'Mita, if that's the case, like Shmuel says, that you can have a month, a year that's 352, 356, zimin la, sometimes you have to keep 356 days for a lunar year. How can you keep just 354? When it comes to nidarim, we follow what people mean, or what people, the colloquial mean, and the majority of years. What's a normal year? A normal year is 354 days. When a person says a lunar year, you ask them how long is a lunar year, they're going to tell you 354 days long. So the standard lunar year is 354. Therefore, when a person takes a ned there, they're thinking like a normal year, a normal person, and therefore they meet 354, even though there's a possibility of it skewing up to 356 or down to 352. That's not relevant in the world of Nidarim, which go after Lashon Bnei Adam. Rav Rabbi Sabalak Rav Huna. Rabbi also holds like Rav Huna, the Tanya. Masev Asa Rabbi. Tisha chaserim v'nireh chodesh bizmano. Rabbi had a year in which he made 9 months chaserim, and it turned out that the month came out, or Rosh Hashanah came out on the right day. V'yarebi tamiya. Rabbi was surprised, shocked. How could that be? Omer, asinu tisha chaserim v'nireh chodesh bizmano. How could it be that we made 9 months chaserim and Rosh Chodesh turned out on the right day? There's no way it should have turned on the right day if we did 9 chaserim. Amar lav Rabbi Shimon by Rabbi. So Rabbi Shimon, his son, says to him, Shema shana muberet haita. Maybe the year before was a shana muberet, or the year coming into this was a shana muberet. V'ibur shana lamed yom. And you also made the leap year into a 30-day month. So again, here, when you have a leap year coming in, the leap year then is 383 and a half days is what you needed to do. If you make it a 30-day month, then you have 384 days. Ishtakad, the previous year, we made Snehem Malayim, you had both months be Malay, then you have a case where not only is it 383 days, that's 385 days because you made both of them Malay, plus you made the leap month 30 days, that's 386 days. So instead of doing what would have been 383 and a half, you did 386 days in the leap year. That gave you a buffer of 2.5 days. That buffer of 2.5 days, then when you bring it back in the subsequent year, you can have now where you did 9 chaserim, that'll be a 351-day lunar year instead of 354. That's 3 days. So you have a 3 minus 2.5, you're going to be off by a half day on the next year. And that's why Rabbi came out, the Molad came out on the right day, or Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh turned out on the right day, because he netted the year before where it was a leap year, where they exceeded by 2.5 days. And then in the subsequent year, they pulled back 3 days in order to do that. So he says, that's right. Ishtakad asinu shnei mleim. That's what exactly what happened last year. We had 2 mleim, which is actually the scenario that we have in our year. We have the longest possible year this year in the lunar calendar because we had both Cheshvan and Kislev be mleim, plus it's a leap year. So this is the longest possible year that you can have in the calendar. That's our year that we have right now. For us, it's 385 days because we had both Cheshvan and Kislev be Malay, which means that, again, in a normal lunar year, it would be 354 days. Now we're adding in an additional Malay month, so now we're up to 355 days. Then in addition, the other Aleph was a Malay. So given that, we added in a month of the year that was a Malay or 30-day month. 355 plus 30 is 385 days, which will be the length of the year this year, which again is the longest year that you can have in the Jewish calendar. And that'll make the differential between last year's Rosh Hashanah and this year's Rosh Hashanah be 385 days, which is actually divisible by 7. It's 55 weeks. That means that Rosh Hashanah this upcoming year will fall out on Monday the same way it did in the previous year on Monday. Dal Tlata Bade Tlata. So you have 3 excess days. It's really 2.5 excess days in the leap year. And then subtract the 3 deficit that you had in this year where you made them 9 chaserim. Become Levi Duchte. And everything turned out right. So that's how Rabbi Shimon Barabi says to his father, that's what happened over here. So Tosfot tries to discuss what Rabbi missed over here. Why did he think it wasn't going to turn out? He was trying to move the calendar and it didn't move and he was surprised that it didn't move. So Tosafot discusses again these possibilities of when the Molad was during the day and some of the residuals that could shift it and why Rabbi's calculation might have been off or his assumption might have been off. But leaving all of that aside, the Gemara is giving you the big picture of what happened over here. And Amarlei, Rabbi says back to his son, Ner Israel Kein Hava. The light of Israel, the candle of Israel, that's exactly what happened. Rashi over here says, Ner Israel, Shata Meir Enei Chachamim. You enlighten the eyes of the Chachamim, you bring understanding to the Chachamim, that's what it means, Ner Yisrael. Now then, if you look in the Shita Mekubetzet, Od Gimel, he brings, Perish Harav Rabbeinu Chaim, Dehava Meshiva Belashon Zeh, Ner Yisrael, Lefisha He'ir Einav B'molad Levana. Because he opened his eyes about the Molad Levana, Ha'asuya La'ir Al-Aretz, which gives light to the world, or brings light on the land. So he thought it was a play on the Ner Yisrael part over here. He says that's the same thing in Menachot. There was something about the menorah that Rabbi Shimon explained to his father. His father also over there called him Ner Yisrael. He says the same thing. Just like the menorah gives light, so do you give light. So he says it's Ner Yisrael specifically in these mitzvot which bring light. You enlightened us about what the answer was to that. And that's why he specifically said Ner Yisrael. The other thing is that Ner Yisrael is also a kinoy that's used for David HaMelech, where they goes into battle and he's almost killed. And over there, the Giborim say to him, you're not going to battle anymore. Shema Yichaben Ner Yisrael, because maybe the Ner of Israel will be burnt out. And then the Gemara at the end of Ketubot, Rabbi appoints his son, Rabbi Shimon, to succeed him in the Nisiyut. And that might be what he's saying over here, Ner Yisrael, you're going to carry on the torch of David HaMelech. You're going to be the Nasi after me. Okay, we're going to stop here by the Mishnah on the top of Yud Amud Aleph.